Now let's look at the six major participants' rights. Firstly, participant confidentiality. The participants must not be identified in terms of their test results, involvement in the study, or any other confidential data, particularly with groups who have difficulties with the focus of the research, i.e. students who have learning difficulties. This, the means of confidentiality, should be described to the subjects at the beginning of the study. Secondly, voluntary participation. Participants must be involved on a voluntary basis, i.e. they must not be placed under pressure to take part or to be conned or coerced into participating. For example, if students are offered extra marks for participating, then this is a form of coercion, thus an ethical breach. Thirdly, informed consent. Participants must be given adequate information about the following: the nature and purpose of the study, their rights as participants, re-withdrawal, confidentiality, and to be debriefed at the conclusion, plus the potential risks involved for the participants. For participants who are too young, their carer must provide consent on their behalf. The researcher must make efforts to ensure that vulnerable groups understand what is involved in the research. Fourthly, withdrawal rights. Participants are entitled to leave the study at any time during the conduct of the study. Participants may also withdraw their results from the study at any time following the completion of the study. This should be explained to them at the commencement of the study. Fifthly, deception in research. Fully informing participants prior to the research would render the results of the research invalid or confounded. The nature of psychology research means that you can't tell a subject everything about the research. Deception is allowed when the ethics committee has given permission for deception in research to be used, the value of research is such that deception is warranted, and finally, appropriate debriefing procedures are in place to ensure that no lasting psychological or physiological harm occurs with the participants. Participants should not be misled or deceived as to the nature of the study, and the researcher must ensure that the subjects don't unexpectedly suffer distress. Finally, debriefing, which is done to prevent psychological or physiological harm to the participants. It also corrects mistaken attitudes and beliefs about the research. It's done to minimise or extinguish any negative consequences that participants might suffer from being involved in the experiment. It also should anticipate the subsequent effects of research participation and provide information on services available to alleviate unnecessary distress that may arise from participation.